That we say in the Mishnah, Yechayiv on Yom Kippur, yeet a shear, yeet food, any food, the size of a date, is bigarinosa. Do we say it means the size of the date with its pit inside, like a bigger shear? Oy beloy garinosa. Or else, no, Yechayiv just reading the size of a date, even without the pit inside. That was Rav Papa Shaila. So Rashi right away says, bigarinosa, oy shle bigarinosa. Like Rashi, for Hodik Toni Masnisen Uchgarinoso, like Rashi asked the question right away. How could Rav Papa have a doubt, have a suffix? Does the Mishnah mean to say with its pit or without its pit? The Mishnah says clearly the size of a big date, Kamohu, Uchgarinoso, with its pit also. So the Mishnah says clearly you have to have the size of the pit also. Like it's a bigger shear, you're not chayiv on Yom Kippur, unless you eat the size of, let's say, an apple, the size of a date with its pit inside. So what's Rav Papa's suffix? So Rashi says, still we have a suffix, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Does the Mishnah mean, the way Pashto you learn, you have to have the size of a date and the pit inside it, like together? Maybe no, maybe this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kamohu means you have to have the size of the date. The date by itself, and the Girsa should be in Rashi, the Bach says, Oy kagarinosa. Or else that the Mishnah says, Kamohu kagarinosa, it means to say, Oy, or else the size of the date, of the pit itself. In other words, either one by itself is enough to be Mechayim for Yom Kippur. Either eat the size of the date, the fruit itself, or else eat food the size of the pit of a date. That was Rav Papa's suffix. As when the Mishnah says the size of the date and its pit, doesn't mean to say both together, you only chayiv unless you eat a bigger shear, or else maybe no, the Mishnah means to say either shear, either size by itself you chayiv. Either you eat food the size of the date, or else you eat food the size of the pit. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara suffix. Now Taisus doesn't like this, because Taisus says the Monoshach. Like, if you're going to tell me there are two different things here, it's the date and the pit. Now, the smallest one, that's the one the Mishnah should have said. Let's say the pit is smaller than the date itself. So the Mishnah just should have said, if somebody eats the size of the pit, which is smaller on Yom Kippur, you should know Yechayiv. Chorus. And for sure I would know if you eat the size of the date itself. Like, why does the Mishnah say like two shurim? Either the date or else the pit. That's Tosfos's question on Rashi. Therefore, Tosfos learns different than Rashi. Tosfos learns Avada, the Mishnah says you have to at least have the size of the date and its pit also. Though the suffix in the Gemara is, maybe it means to say you need the size of a date and its pit true, and another pit also. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means to say. Kamohu, Sefas Hagasa, Kamohu, a big date, the way it is with its pit inside, Ugarinosa means, and also another pit also. So you only chayiv on Yom Kippur, you eat the size of two pits and one date. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means to say. Or else no, or else Yechayiv for the date and pit by itself without another pit. That was the Gemara Suffolk. That's the way Tosfos learns. Alright, we'll soon see when we'll approach the Shaila. So the Gemara says another question now. Boy Ravashi. Ravashi asks a different question. Etzem Kisoyra. That we know there's Gemara in Brochus that says that the shear of an etzem, that means a bone of a mace, when it's metamei, if you touch it, your tomei, it's even if it's small, kisoira, like the size of a barley. Now the Mishnah there goes through and says all the different zayim haminim, that we have the seven famous pairs that come from Eretz Yisrael, they're all nitin l'shirim, to teach us different shirim. Now what's the shear of barley of soirim? The shear of an etzim. If you touch the size of a bone from a mace, even though it's as small as a barley, still it's metamei. So Rashi had a suffix, the kliposa. Does it mean the barley with its klipa, with its outside shell? I believe kiposa. Maybe it means even a more chumri, even a smaller size. Just the size of the barley itself without its outer side shell. And who adin balecha? Rabbi Yavesha. Does it mean when the barley is still very, just ripe, when it's still wet? Or else does it mean no later on, biyabesha when it comes dry? That was a Rashi suffix. So really the Gemara says so far two different svekis. One doubt was a papa's doubt. What's the pshat in our Mishnah Gosevis? And then Ravashi's doubt, what's the pshat of Etzem Kisera? So the Gemara explains now, Ravashi lo mi boy le hod Rav Papa. Ravashi does not ask the suffix, the same suffix Rav Papa had. Why? Gasa itma. In other words, kol kama de gasa. In other words, as big as it is. So it says, the Bible says, because Gosevis ha gasa, a big date, It means as big as it is. So therefore, the way Rashi learns that the first suffix was, does it mean a date and its pit together? Or does it mean each one separately? So he didn't ask this question because he knew for sure, Kasefa Sagas, it means the way it is together. Of course, it means a date with its pit. That's the Shir Yechayiv. Less than that, it's a potter, you have no Chiv Malkus. Abulamaisa Lalocha, we hold it's awesome in the Raisam, because we pass Kanot Rabbi Yechanan that Chatzi Shir was awesome in Atayra. That's the way Rashi would learn. According to Taisus learned the suffix in the Gemara was, does it mean a date and its pit? That's all. Or else does it mean a date and its pit plus another pit also? Like two pits and a date. And that, according to Gemara, answers no, it just means one date and one pit, that's enough to be chayiv. More than that, that's enough to be chayiv for. Taisus brings down from Rishalmi another side of the Gemara is that if it says a date, also has a halal, that there's some space inside the date, in between the pit and the date itself. So the question is, do you have to have such a big size that's as big as the pit and the hollowness inside it and the date itself? Or else, l'chumra, no, it's enough just to have the size of the pit and the date, and like you squash the date against the pit, that's the size you have to have to be chayiv. That was like the suffix in the Gemara. Well, you said it doesn't make enough min l'alochem, because we hold both is also. Because Chatzi Shir, even a small amount, you're not allowed to eat midiraisa on Yom Kippur, because we hold like the B'yechan, and the Chatzi Shir is also minatayrim. And it's only enough gemina, exactly when do you get Malkus? You have to have this, eat the Shir of a Gregorist, of a Kasevus, like a date. To be Chayiv, that's a Sophic. Does it mean like a date and its pit, and its hollowness inside also? Or no, just the size of a date and its pit. Then the Gemara says, Rav Papa loy mi boye lay hod Rav Ashi. Rav Papa did not ask Rav Ashi Sophic. Again, Rav Ashi Sophic was that we say etzem kisero. Does the barley mean with its shell, or does it mean wet or dry? So Rav Ashi says, when the Papa holds that lecha shiburles mikri, you should know if the barley is still wet, it's not even called the barley yet. It's called the shiburles, it's called the stalk. So of course, we're talking about now where it's dried out already. And shleibel kliposa, if you want to say a barley without its shell, is ushla. Well, on the side it says chushla mikri. In other words, also, it's not called the barley. So, according to Rav Papa Pshita, a barley means when it still has its shell on it and when it's dry. Therefore, when it says Aloch of Etzem Kisera, it means the size, a bone, the size of a barley with its shell and when it's dry. So, tomorrow now, Omar Rav Yehuda, Koyseves Hagasa, that the Mishnah says, if you don't Yom Kippur this year of a big date, Shino Shomru is Yisera Mikabetza. He holds it's the biggest shear, it's the biggest size than the size of an egg. V'kim lhu l'rabbonin, the rabbonin know, t'bohochi meis v'daita. This is a svara, like why do you have to eat so much in Yom Kippur to be chayiv? Because the rabbonin knew that if you eat this much, it's meis v'daita. It relieves you. It makes you feel satisfied. Bot simhochi, but if you eat less than the shear of a date, is le meis v'daita. Then you are not satisfied. In other words, like Rashi says, Kim lu l'rabbonin, v'yaf agav d'chol shir achilas iser, because I assume, even though the rest of the Torah, whenever the Torah says not to eat something, it always means the shir of a kezayis, which is less the size of an olive, hani mili heichu d'chsev achila. That's where the Torah says clearly, achila, don't eat, aloshin achila, achila always means the size of a kezayis, of an olive. Aval hocho, but here by Yom Kippur, the pasuk says, "Asher loy suune ksiv, v'chol kama deloy meis v'daita inoihu." Asher loy suune means you should not do something to take away your pain. Suune means like panic. In other words, when a person is hungry, when a person is not eating, he has like hunger pains. So Torah says, don't do something to take away these pains. Asher loy suune, don't do something to take them away. So kimmel lechazal that kol zeman you don't eat the size of a date, you did not take away your pains. That's a taish lemeis v'daiti. So mele inuhu, you're still called in the matzav, you're still called inu, you still have like your pains. So therefore, even though you ate the size of an olive, but so what? For Yom Kippur, the Torah says, asher lo yisuna. Notice you can't eat the size of a date with its pit. That's the size that takes away inu, takes away like your pains, and now you feel a little bit satisfied. So that's what's awesome in the rice in order to get a chiyuv karas. Now, the Rishonim speak out, L'chura, it depends on how big the person is. Like, if you have a small, skinny person, only weighs 90 pounds, let's say 100 pounds, so for him, If he eats the size of a deity, he's still satisfied, takes away his pains. But if you have a big husky guy, so the Khurib, he eats a little bit like the size of a kesevis a deity, it doesn't mean anything to him. He's still hungry. And the Moshe, what do you do with Eid Melech HaBoshen? So they speak out in all the Rishonim, that Avada Kimmel Lechazal, Chazal knew that no matter how big you are, even the size of Eid Melech HaBoshen, still when you eat the shear of a kesevis, the shear of a date, for that second, for those few minutes, you are like satisfied. It'll take away your hunger pains. True, if you're a big guy, you'll get back new hunger pains. You'll be hungry very fast. Could be in 2 minutes around, you'll be hungry again. Bashenkin, if you're a small person, so it'll take maybe 5 or 10 minutes till you get hungry again. But I call upon him, the same second when you eat, the shear, the size of a kesevis, of a date, it's kimul echazal, that second at least, those few seconds, it takes away your hunger pains. So then you're not, then that's called ashaloi suna. You do not have your pains anymore. You did something to take them away. That's why you chayim midiraisa. So the Mara Meisvei, I have a question now on you, Rabbi Yehuda, that you, I'm a rabbi, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, saying that the shear, the size of a kesevis of this date of our Mishnah, is a bigger size than an egg. There was a Meisvei, it's brought down the Mishnah in Sukkah, the Hevil, Rabbi Yechonah, Metzakai, Litter, Metzatashel. They brought Rabbi Yechonah, Metzakai, on Sukkis, that he should taste food, not to really eat it, but Litter, on it to be toyim, to taste it. Ul Rabbi Gamliel, Ishtei, Kesevis. They brought in front of Rabbi Gamliel 2 dates to eat, udelisha mayim, and a bucket of water. The Yomru, and when they gave it to Rabbi Gamliel, he said, "Halum the sukkah, bring it up to my sukkah." In the times of the Chazal, right, says the sukkahs were always on top of the roof, so it's always a lashon, "Let's go up to the sukkah." So he said, "Halum the sukkah, bring it up. I'll eat these 2 dates in the sukkah." Now, b'toni Allah, we learned about this Mishnah that loy mipnei shalocha kach. That the Rabbi Gamliel took these 2 dates and ate it in the sukkah, not because Mikar Adin, the halacha is you have a chiyuv to eat this amount in the sukkah, elok sherotz lahachmer alatzmon. They wanted to be machmer, they wanted to be strict upon themselves, and therefore they took it up to the sukkah. But really, really, he did not have to eat this the size of 2 dates in the sukkah. Ukeshenos nola Rebbe Tzadik, the Mishnah says another mice over there. When they gave to Reb Tzadik to eat outside the sukkah, is oichel pochus mikibetza. He took only the size of less than a beitza. Not lubamapa. He just put a towel around his hands. In other words, he did not have a chiyuv to make the tilus shadayim, because when you eat food less than a kibetza, you don't have a chiyuv to wash. So therefore, why did he wrap around his hands with a towel? So Rashi says, "Tam here, I'm shumaninus bahadas." He was like a mafunik. He was very, it bothered him. So just for personal reasons, he wrapped his hands around with a towel. The ochlu chutz l'sukkah. But he ate this pokos mikibetz outside the sukkah. For leberich achrof, Reb Tzadik also did not make a broch achron if he ate food less than the size of a kibayim. And Toi speaks out, like sovalei Reb Yehuda. He was like a Yehuda shita, we'll soon see it on the base. The Bishmaitin, the Dorish for Yachalta for Sagota, that means Achil Shesh Bosviya Dainu Kibetza. He holds that even with the Rabbonin, you don't have a chiv to make a Baruch Achreino unless you eat the size, the shear of a kibetz of an egg, which is called a little bit svi, a little bit satisfied. But so he says, Avada, the Alochariz, Venira Lari, the Alochariz Meya, the Yoma Bekazayas, like we always told, once you eat the size of the Kazayas of food, you have to make a Baruch Achreino. With the Kazayas alone, you have to make a Baruch Achreino. So here the mice was Reb Tzadik, was Machm Reb Tzadik, did not wash his hands, he ate it outside the sukkah, and he did not make a broch achreinu. So the diik from Reb Tzadik here, hokebeitza, mashma, if what he would have